Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good
morning. Let us open our Bible and read Psalms 111 verses 1 to 10. Psalms 111 verses 1 to 10. Praise ye the Lord, and will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He had commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent in his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever.
Amen.
Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you, we adore you, and we magnify you, that you are always with us with all your promises and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us give thanks to God for all the blessing received from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful that to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us, the treated in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now come now to God to confess our sins, as he said in his word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and repent of your anger, laziness, the work of the flesh, your bad stewardship, and bad example, non-willingness to serve God, wasting time on media, and whatever sins you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble them before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross. For us, we come in your presence with clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions. For God said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we thank you for answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for salvation of those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and by intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to do your will, and the plans to their families. We pray you give them wisdom, how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husband. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to do your will in the affairs of their family. Lord, we pray for the youth and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept to discipline their parents to stop wasting time on the social media. Lord, we pray that they repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing unto your sight. Lord, help the children and the youth to preserve and discipline of their parents, that they will serve to continue to do your works and your will. Lord, we pray that you continue to help and aid all the single parents in the church to raise their children in the fear of God. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more income, so we continue to receive our salaries on time, and so we give what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be a noble vessels of your blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them, by submitting to our superiors and working diligently. For our service is not to please men, but to please you, O God. For the fulfillment of your word, that our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we earnestly ask your help to provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless and wisdom and solutions to those in trials in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people in our countries back home, and those who we meet daily in the streets, in the market, in our working places, to be safe. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe, and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you alone, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for UAE and extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that he will provide for all our logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we pray for your salvation to flow to the new people in those countries that they will know you. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain, and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places, so your church will be blessed. Lord, uphold us and enable us to continue to reach new people, preach the gospel to them, and teach them how to live according to your word, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church to grow. We pray more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread the gospel in other places, to new cities, towns, villages, countries, new languages, and new ethnic groups. Lord, we pray that you bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publication, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to impart to them your word and the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness. In Jesus' name. Lord, bestow on us spiritual gifts that we need to teach them your ways, to heal the sick, to evangelize, to declare to them your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we lift up unto your hand our service today. Bless every item of our service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and the giving. Lord, anoint the speaker and give us your word that we need and speak to us. Lord, bless also our recording to reach the rest of the church congregations, workers, members, and families, and the lost, and to the help fruit that you desire to see. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that you will name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All my life you have Yes, O Lord God, we have nothing to offer but our voices of thanksgiving this day, O Lord God, a day to worship you and to honor you. Let it be, O Lord God, that the sound of your people, the voices of your people will reach your throne today, singing praises and worship unto you. Hallelujah.
Sing for joy to the Lord.
If we call to him, he will answer us. If we run to him, he will run to us. If we lift our hands, he will lift us up. Come to praise his name, all your saints, all God's.
Hallelujah.
Oh, sing for joy to God, our strength.
Hallelujah.
Oh, sing for joy to God, our strength, our strength. Draw near to him, he is here with us. Give him your love, he's in love with us. He will heal our hearts, he will bless our heads. If we rend our hearts, he will heal our land. Oh, sing for joy to God, our strength. Oh, sing for joy to God, our strength, our strength. If we call to him, he will answer us. If we run to him, he will run to us. If we lift our hands, he will lift us up. Come and praise his name, all his saints of God. Draw near to him, he is here with us. Give him your love, he's in love with us. He will heal our hearts, he will bless our hands. If we rend our hearts, he will heal our
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Lord God, as we continue to sing to you with a joy in our hearts. We thank you, Lord God. Truly, Lord God, there is nothing, there is no reason for our lives, O Lord God, but to live and worship you. Hallelujah. We look unto your holiness. We look unto your loveliness. We look unto the things that surrounds us that you have made a glory that only will be due for you.
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your love, things that surround become shadows in the light of you. When I found the joy of preaching your heart, when my will becomes controlled in your heart, when all things worship you,
Throne.
do I have that I can keep for myself? Nothing, Lord. I am willing to give everything. I am willing to give anything to you because everything has come from you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us give what is due to God in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance, is the first fruit of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy precious shall burst out with a new wine. Lord God, unto you our praises and glory. We are grateful for all the blessings you bestow upon us, and as we give what is due for you, pour out your blessing upon us, and give us and give us blessings that there shall not room to receive it, and rebuke the devourer in our lives, as you promise unto your word. Lord, bless this money, O God, to sanctify it and use it, and extend your love and goodness to your people, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is Farming Part 2. Lord God, we praise you and we adore your name. We thank you for your message that you sent to us to hear and listen today, O God. Anoint your word to convict us to put into practice what we heard, because without faith is dead. Bless your word and spread it. Anoint me to read clearly your word for your name's sake, in Jesus' name. Amen. God's words teach us about farming. Solomon wrote about the plants in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33, in King James Version. As he spake of trees from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. Solomon planted vineyards and provided water for them. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 4 to 6, I made me great works, I builded me houses, I planted me vineyards, I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me fulls of waters, and watered therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. King Uzziah was fond of agricultural work. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 10, also he built towers in the desert and digged many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. God teach us how to plant. It said in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 2, and he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a winepress therein, that he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. We are taught that the land we want to plant it should be fenced around so as to not allow trespassers to step on the new plants or pick up the fruits. God teach us to choose the best of our seed to plant, and to observe and watch what we plant and attend to its needs. In John chapter 15, verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Farming needs continued and persistent effort for its sustenance. Otherwise, poverty will be our lot. In Proverbs chapter 24, verses 30 to 34, I went by the field of the slothful, and the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and they want us on our mind. Many people have good resources to farm, but they don't have or they don't show diligence. Therefore, you see the lands that surround their places or their houses without fruit. The prudent, hardworking wife cultivates a garden and motivates her household into teamwork to maintain it. It was in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 16. She considered a field and by it, with the fruit of her hands, she planted a vineyard. God teach us the right season and the right time to plant. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. In Ecclesiastes also chapter 11, verse 4 and 6, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. God has taught us how to get water as we pray. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. God has taught us to pray and ask him to send us rain so our plants will be watered. In James chapter 5, verse 17 to 18, Elias was a man subject to alike passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and rain not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Also in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16 to 18, now therefore stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call unto the Lord, and shall send thunder and rain, that ye may preserve and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord, in asking you as a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day. And all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. God has taught us that sin can hinder the coming of the rain, but prayer and confession of sin will bring the rain and heal the land. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 35 to 36, when heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin, when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land, which thou hast given to thy people for inheritance. Also in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal the land. Therefore, we need to be careful lest sin takes away the rain and the blessings of God and make our land sick and infertile. In Joshua chapter 15, verse 16 to 19, and Caleb said, he that smiteth Kirjath-Sepher and take it to him, will I give Achsah, my daughter, to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave Achsah, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field, and she lightened off her eyes. And Caleb said unto her, what wouldest thou? So answered, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. Achsah was a wise woman, When she got a piece of land, she worked it out to secure a source of water to water it. God has shown us how the plants grow and the right time to harvest them. In Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 29, and he said, "So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle, because the harvest is come." We get so encouraged when we see plants growing under the power of God. It is He who makes them grow and prospers the works of our hands. God has taught us the right time to sow, for in every place there is a right time to plant a particular plant. Exodus chapter 9, verses 31 to 32. "And the flocks and the barley was smitten, but the barley was in the ear, and the flocks was bold. But the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up." God has taught us the right time to plant every plant and time to harvest and how to do it. In Isaiah chapter 28, verses 23 to 29, "Give ye ear and hear my voice, hearken and hear my speech. Let the plowman flow all day long, all day to sow, that he open and break the clods of his ground. When he had made plain the face thereof, that he not cast abroad the peaches and scatter the cumin, and cast in the principal wheat, and he appointed barley in the ray in their place. For his God that instruct him to discretion, and that teach them. For the peaches are not threshed with a threshing instrument, neither is a cart will turn about upon the cumin. But the peaches are beaten out with the staff, and the cumin with a rod. Bread corn is bruised, because he will not ever be threshing it, nor break it with the wheel of his cart, nor bruise it with his horsemen. This also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working." The day after I wrote this part of the book, we had dried a large amount of mustard seed. I learned from what I had written that to take the seed easily and speedily from the ears, we need not crush the ears, but gently beat them with the staff. We were able to collect a large number of mustard seed using this method that we had learned directly from God's word in Isaiah chapter 28, verses 23 to 29. We learn also from the plants many things about life. And we understood clearly why many of Jesus' parables were about plants. A seed can reproduce up to the hundredfold if we follow the following biblical instructions. Number one, removing rocks. Matthew chapter 13, verse 5. "Some fell upon the stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth." We need to remove stones and rocks from the soil that we are using to plant. Second, keeping adequate soil. Matthew chapter 13, verses 5 to 6. "Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away." We need to keep adequate soil to plant. Third, removing thorns. Matthew chapter 13, verse 7, "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them." We need to remove thorns so the plants will grow. Fourth, preparing good ground. Matthew chapter 13, verse 8, "But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit. Some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Good soil needs to be prepared free from stone and with a good fertilizer. Fifth, to be aware of tares. Matthew chapter 13, verse 25. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his ways. We need to remove weeds so the plants will grow. Sixth, tithing our income so God will remove the pest. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 11. Bring ye all the tithe in the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and purge me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. We need to tithe our income, so God will send his blessings on the works of our hands, and he will remove the devourer, so it will not harm the works of our hands. Seventh, giving our first fruit to God, who will maintain the good harvest. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine all increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with the new wine. We need to bring our first fruit to God, so he will give us great and abundant harvest. Eight, to be aware of worms that can consume the plant overnight. Jonas chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day and smote the gourd that is withered. We learn not to be angry and rebel against God and to his will when we fail to reach the lost. Otherwise, God will send worms to destroy our plants, and that will disturb our peace. Ninth, to use fertilizer. Luke chapter 13, verses 7 to 9. Then said he unto the dresser of this vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it in the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it and down. Fertilizer will strengthen the plants and make them grow faster and into more robust form. We use as fertilizer the fallen leaves of the trees, the vegetable and fruit fields, and the eggshells after we powdered it. We stack all those in the lower parts of the container. Then above this layer, we put the soil and sow our seeds. In a few months' time, when the plants begin to grow, there is natural compost to support the plants and enable them to yield good fruit. God has taught us how to store for a time of scarcity. In Genesis chapter 41, verses 47 to 49, and in the 7 plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls, and he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, which very much until he left numbering, for this was without number. Also in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways, and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer, and gathered her food in the harvest. God has taught us to be patient so that we shall be successful farmers in our vineyards and in God's kingdom. James chapter 5, verse 7, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. And we will be rewarded with the harvest. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6, the husbandman that laboreth much be first taker, partaker of the fruits. My dear and beloved, farming is not an option or profession, but a style of a Christian living that Bible states and the Word of God describes. Farming is a discipline from God. It teaches skills. It develops good attitude and commitment to God, to be diligent people, hardworking, good stewardship, people of prayers, tithe and purse givers, and enjoyers of His great blessings, to be patient, persevering, and preacher of His word. Let us pray. Let us rise up. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for all your blessing that you had put in the lifestyle of farming. Lord, thank you for all the teaching and the encouraging word that I learned in this message. Confess and renounce now all your sins. Confess and renounce your lack of hard work, being patient and persevering person. Confess your laziness and your lack of diligence in doing your work. Confess your lack of prayers and lack of reading God's word. Confess your lack of giving your tithe and your first fruit to God. Confess your bad stewardship and your bad example to others in using the resources. Confess and renounce wasting your time being yoked with non-believers and on the media, TV, games, and news. Confess your unwillingness to serve God and spread His word to non-believers around you. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to the teaching, to the principles that I receive in this message. Lord, I commit myself to continue to do farming and to do your will in my life. Lord, I commit myself to spread your word and to reach new people with the gospel of Jesus. Lord, I commit myself to be a good steward of all what you gave to me. Lord, I commit myself to tithe my income to bring my first fruit to you. Lord, I commit myself to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, meekness, faith, patience, long-suffering, and self-control, so people will see Christ through my life. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and come back to you and are willing to do the good works that you prepared in advance for them to do. Lord, teach us, teach them your ways, and guide them step by step in their lives, and grant them success in all the works of their hands.
Goodness of God.
Lord, continue to bless us as your church and lead us to teach your people your word and your ways. Lord, we commit ourselves to go forward, reaching new people and places with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, you fill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need to go and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, take the message and spread it and make it reach all the congregations, families, and the members of the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the holy law of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, say, for joy.